Watch Prime Minister Narendra Modi address an Indo-American gathering at the Madison Square Garden in New York.
That is an ad from the YouTube news site Mango News for Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's speech to a sold-out crowd at Madison Square Garden in New York this Sunday. Modi is on his first trip to the U.S., and his visit comes just days after India became the first Asian nation to reach Mars, with a spacecraft now in orbit to study the planet's surface and atmosphere. The spacecraft, by the way, had a shoestring budget, $74 million. Here's Modi talking about that.
Your achievements, you have honored our forefathers and inspired our future generations. The success of our space program is a shining symbol of what we are capable of as a nation.
Shumit Ganguly is a professor of political science and director of the Center on American and Global Security at Indiana University. He's with us from Bloomington. And Professor Ganguly, what does this moment reflect for Modi, a sold-out crowd at Madison Square Garden?
It reflects the size of the Indian-American community in this country, the enthusiasm that they share with him about his visit to this country. And it also reflects the fact that Indian immigrants to this country are increasingly becoming involved in the politics of not just this country, but also have a keen interest in developments in their home country, India.
As we said, this visit comes just days after India finally reached Mars on a shoestring budget, $74 million, which, as the prime minister has said, was less than it took to make the movie Gravity. What is this moment for India, and what has Modi brought? Obviously, this mission to Mars was started before he came to power, but what does this mean for India to have all of this happening in 1 week?
The antecedents to this mission go back decades. It is a steady process of careful investment and bringing together of scientific and engineering expertise under the aegis of the Indian Space Research Organization. This is one organization that works remarkably well in India, has a number of dedicated professionals. So while Modi is basking in the glory of the success of this mission, it has little or nothing to do with him. It just simply happened to take place under his watch. But it is obviously a moment of celebration in India. Indians of all political stripes seem to have come together to celebrate this remarkable scientific achievement. And it really reflects the coming of age of India's space program, which has had a very long gestation period, has had a series of successes, but some failures, which are inevitable in a program of this complexity. But it does represent a significant scientific milestone.
And it does fit into the narrative, even though, as you say, Modi didn't have anything to do with it, of him coming in and bringing India really into the next century and making it a bigger economic player, a bigger scientific player, just a more modern country.
Of course. And any politician, frankly, would play to the gallery under these circumstances. I don't think one should be churlish about this and single Modi out. Anyone else in his shoes probably would have done exactly the same thing, trying to make the most of this moment.
One of the other interesting things, by the way, about that mission was that a lot of the people who are working on this mission to Mars are young and that there are a lot of women.
Yes, there's a substantial number of women engineers who were involved in this effort. That is also a reflection of a changing India. Historically, engineering schools were completely male-dominated institutions, but the complexion of those institutions is increasingly undergoing a change. They are more open to women, and women are increasingly climbing the ranks of higher education in India, particularly in areas that had hitherto been cloistered.
Professor Ganguly, many people are looking at Modi's first few months and saying his moves on the economy have been modest, not as radical as some had expected. What do you think?
That's exactly right. In fairness, that he had to pass a budget within 6 months of assuming office, and consequently the budget only reflected incremental changes in terms of economic policy. Subsequently, he has yet to tackle some of the more contentious issues, like the perennial issue of labor law reform. He has yet to tackle the question of multi-brand retail in India, because that would directly affect a number of the constituencies that support him. He has made some efforts to reduce the red tape that exists. But on the other hand, he does not seem willing at the moment to tackle the issue of agricultural subsidies, which has caused a good deal of heartburn with the WTO. On the other hand, just before coming to the United States, he decontrolled drug prices in India, and he dramatically expanded the capacity of the Indian Patent Office to address all manner of patent applications which are hanging fire and had not been addressed. A couple of signals which suggest that he's prepared to start tackling some of the complaints, and very legitimate complaints, of the business and the investment communities, both domestic and foreign. But radical reforms really have not been attempted thus far.
And has he done anything to quiet the criticism that has followed him all the way along about his role in the massacre of Muslims in the state of Gujarat during his leadership? People say that he may have had tacitly encouraged it, or at least didn't do enough to stop it.
That's exactly right. And that criticism still stands for the most part. The only thing that can be said in his defense is at the Red Fort, which is this ancient monument in the heart of New Delhi, where prime ministers historically give a speech on the 15th of August, India's Independence Day. He called for a moratorium for at least 10 years on all forms of sectarian violence and strife. That's about the closest that he has come to addressing this nagging question that hangs like an albatross around his neck.
Shumit Ganguly, a professor of political science and director of the Center on American and Global Security at Indiana University, joining us from Bloomington to talk about Prime Minister Modi, who is giving a big speech at Madison Square Garden in New York. Professor, thank you.
Thank you very much.